The Israeli government is granting Holocaust survivors an additional monthly stipend of nearly $300. The agreement came after embarrassing revelations that one-third of the 240,000 survivors in Israel are living in poverty. Israeli Welfare Minister Yitzhak Herzog.
My aim is to get all of the Holocaust survivors above the poverty line and make sure that they live in decency.
The agreement ends months of wrangling between elderly survivors and the government. The survivors said the State of Israel, which was supposed to be a refuge for Jews who escaped the Holocaust, was guilty of neglect. Shmuel Reinisch of the Holocaust Survivors Welfare Fund.
The thousands, the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands that remain poor. So that's a thing that cannot go on anymore.
At first, the government offered an additional $20 a month, but that made matters worse because the offer was considered too small. Angry survivors marched through the streets in protest carrying signs saying, "Sorry, we survived." Reinisch said the $20 offer was an insult.
We decided that the government crossed all the red lines.
Herzog, the welfare minister, rejects that argument.
One should not perceive the State of Israel as kind of alienating itself from the Holocaust survivors because it's absolutely, unequivocally not true.
But with the new compensation package, both sides are mending fences. Noah Pflug, who heads the Center of Organizations of Holocaust Survivors, welcomed the agreement.
I hope that people who have been in concentration camps, in ghettos, that they can live in dignity.
Finally, he said, the State of Israel is taking responsibility. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.